Anin, welcome to our traditional medicine show with Chantel Machad, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Talking about a variety of different plants, kind of have the thought pattern of just getting back to the basics and having some great ideas because it's our seventh year. And we've listened to a lot of things, and sometimes when we just go over something again in a different format or a different idea, it sticks. So we've talked about black cohosh before. We've talked about barberry and poplar before on the other shows, but the point being is that once we have something told to us a couple times in a different ways, it starts to stick. And we all have different learning patterns. We all have different genes and we all have different emotions. And part of that all comes with learning as well as taking in our plants. We all have different genes and we all have different plants that are going to help us because some plants we may be allergic to. Some plants, our body just may be more acceptable to that plant than maybe our friend that uses the same tea doesn't have the same reaction or the same healing benefits. So we all have to look into ourselves and look into our own soul and our own spirit and our own vitality and see what's excellent and best for our bodies. You know, it could just be something as simple as I need kidney teas, and so I'm going to use barberry and a little bit of corn husk hairs, and that's going to be excellent for me. But then possibly somebody else is out there and they can't get their hands on any barberry, so they only have the husk hair. Perfectly fine, you know. And so that's just an example of maybe something's not available, but there's things out there that we can available for all of us that we can go out and seek, because there's just so many different plants, I guess is what I'm thinking, is there's so many different plants for different ailments that there is going to be plant in your area that's good for that ailment. Because our forests, our streams, our deserts, our mountains, our rivers, they all have healing plants. Every plant you see has some type of healing benefit, to be quite honest. And even our poison ones and our ones that they say that are from they say that they're evasive. Oh, they're excellent too. The purple loosestrife is an evasive plant. That plant is excellent for healing our lungs and keeping them moist, but yet expecting the bacterial. So excellent. And again, just keep in mind that all our plants, all of us, we all have a purpose. We all have a reason that we're here. So do all our little critters and animals. So respect everybody. Now back to our plants, because that's why we're here. Black cohosh, we know it's a female plant, which means that it really helps out the females, usually with hormonal issues and menstrual issues. So black cohosh is also known as black snake root, bugbane, and rattle root. It's excellent, and our ancestors used it for nervous conditions and, as I had said, women's health problems. It's excellent and very powerful as an antispasmodic, which is gonna make sure that we're not cramping. So when we're having our menstrual cycles, that's something that you can consider, because it's gonna help us not cramp as bad. It's a muscle relaxer, all around muscle relaxer if you're having back pain as well, not just for females, but this kind of is great for females, but even men, if you're having back pain, lower back pain, muscle cramps, maybe you're a runner and you get horrible cramps after you're running, have a little black cohosh tea. It helps with labor pains during childbirth. Again, kind of if you have some nerve issues, it's going to help with that and calming you down and just relaxing your body in general with generalized tension, basically. Helps with circulation. It's very effective with helping with respiratory problems. If you're having pneumonia and your lungs are congested, You can add some black cohosh with that. And it's also excellent for rheumatoid arthritis. So a lot of these things, when you're listening to me and you're like, hey, I have rheumatoid arthritis, and you're going along and you're just listening, I'm blabbing away, and then you hear rheumatoid arthritis, black cohosh, grab your notebook, just dot it down, black cohosh, you have it. Next thing you know, you're like, cedar oil, 30 days in the sun of these cedar bulbs from the white cedar tree, rheumatoid arthritis, anti-inflammatory, excellent. Write it down in your notebook. There you have two herbs that you can make into an oil, a balm, mix it into your soap, lotion, anything you like, and then just rub this on your body, and it's going to help with a lot of that inflammation and pain that you get from rheumatoid arthritis. So you don't have to remember everything or even expect yourself to know everything, because I do not at all. I don't know anything. And especially with my little brain going wacky from the Lyme's, from the thyroid cancer, foggy brain, maybe just daydreaming. I cannot remember a thing. Sometimes I can go over these shows in the past 7 years. I don't even remember doing them. Gone. Brain's gone. Coming back. Synapses, talking about the brain. Blueberries, excellent for the brain. Green vegetables, kale, bring those synapses back. Excellent. And de-stressing. Part of our lives, too, is not just about our plants, but about de-stressing and really taking care of ourselves. Some other primary functions, we're still talking about the black cohosh, again with the hormones, female issues, really calming ourselves down with the menstrual cramps, anxieties. So it's going to help bring on the menstrual flow, relieving menstrual cramping. It's helped to use just a wide range of nervous conditions, insomnia, headaches, convulsions, numbness, muscle spasms. It also helps with our blood circulation, asthma, the bronchitis and coughs, because it's an expectorant. It's going to help us release things, right? Also great for pain and swelling, as we talked about rheumatoid arthritis. Excellent for that. Our dosage that we want to take is, if we have, you want to take a capsule form, you can take a capsule form up to 3 times a day. Tinctures, maybe take like 6 tinctures, drops 3 times a day. And again, remember, why are you taking the black cohosh? What is it for? Make sure there's no contraindications. Only take what is recommended. And always double check. Like, I always say this. If you're kind of looking, you know, don't take my word for it. Don't take one person's word for anything. Go and get second opinions. Do some investigating yourself. Go look up black cohosh. Look at, like, several different websites. Don't look at just one, but look at several and see if it's the plant for you. We have wonderful information on the websites, but don't just look at one, look at everything. Black cohosh, excellent remedy. In the kind of what we're going to talk about is also when we talk about the pregnancy, again, because it's an expectorant and it brings on bleeding and things. So when you're pregnant, this is going to be a contraindication, even though some of it says during pregnancy, during labor, it's going to help with pain. During the childbirth, it's going to help. But first trimester, no. So just really make sure that you're looking into everything. So this whole show, we did black cohosh and just talked about our bodies. I'd like to say miigwech for joining us on our traditional medicine show with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe, as well as a huge thank you to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. With their support, our program is possible. Giebewabenin! The content on traditional medicine is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice.